Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I go from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. Should we talk about Highgard? Alright, let's talk about Highgard. Today's point is I continually hate layoffs and the larger material reasons they happen in. I think the episode is out now. Came out Wednesday, I think, if I get our recording schedule right. Where I kind of like, we talked about Highgard for a bit on the content mill. One of our co-hosts and friends, Nate, has been playing it since it came out and is like pretty high on that game. You can actually watch me in real time learn what Highgard is. And it sounds cool, I think is the bigger thing there, which is quite unfortunate because if you haven't been paying attention, but odds are if you're listening to this teeny tiny podcast about the games industry, you are. Most people who worked on Highgard have been laid off. That game is, it seems like, in maintenance mode, or at least they have cut a bunch of talent so that they can have a more positive balance sheet, and then, you know, maybe the game continues. It seems like the player count has dropped off dramatically based on Steam charts, which, whatever. And this is happening kind of at the same time that Ark Raiders continues to be the game du jour. And also as Marathon was re-shown at the Sony State of Play yesterday. And so I think there's a couple of different angles we can take this Highgard thing. I think the first one is a joke I made on the content mill that's kind of been sticking around in my mind since I made it, is that they just got fully keylied. I think that there's a lot of blame going around to Jeff Keighley for basically scooping up this thing, the trailer that they had prepared when it wasn't part of their media strategy. And, you know, the big stage brought probably the worst kind of attention, unfortunately. As much as Keighley probably wanted it to be like a nice gesture to some devs that he's friendly with. And there's kind of a, I would say, a thread and, you know, part of the blame, certainly, rests with Jeff kind of just torpedoing that game, putting it in front of a bunch of people, getting the worst possible people who had been sitting through what I can only assume is a 7-hour presentation. I haven't watched the Game Awards in a minute. And then hitting them with this game that was kind of out of the blue, unknown, and wasn't hopping off the page like people wanted. I think there's certainly a part of that that's, you know, expectation management and what that game ended up becoming in the public consciousness, not like what it actually was. And I think that, you know, kind of set the tone for Highgard. I also think that there's a couple of things here, and it's kind of the Concord problem. It's kind of what we're seeing a little bit of Overwatch going through right now, where there are these big, you know, quote-unquote big. They are beautiful games that require a population to play them that get people to stick around. There are these big games that are having a player count issue, I guess. They're just really struggling to find the players that they need to stay alive in the way that they need to, which is like a good and bad problem, I guess. Like, it's bad for the games. I think it's generally, well, I don't know if it's good. To me, it seems very much like there are 7 games that are vying for the attention of 3 games that already exist. And I think that that's kind of the problem that Highgard ran into as well, where it is a game that on its surface is a first-person shooter that has some, you know, raid-like mechanics. It has some, like, Overwatch mission style mixed in with kind of like the battlefield mentality of here is a larger goal you're trying to achieve. And as you can tell, I just used three other games to explain how this is. It's an Apex Legends style game that has first person shooting built by a lot of people from Respawn. It has Overwatch style character designs and like mission modes combined with a Battlefield-esque push to a certain goal to win. And if you are a person who is watching the Game Awards, if you are a person who is watching for what the next big video game, the next big first-person shooter video game is, even, you probably have played all three of those games. Or you fall into one of those games and the magic mix-em-up of those three is not doing it for you. And so the game seems to be very fun, and people seem to really like it, the people who are playing it, at least. And then it just kind of comes out. It's a 100-person team, and it just kind of stops because those other games are already there. We continue to push out more games in this style, but the attachment that people have to those other properties I mentioned, to, you know, I guess maybe less so Overwatch, but the new Battlefield, the Ark Raiders game that is this, you know, open world-ish mission mode that has like social dynamics in it. Marathon is coming out pretty soon. Like, we continue to just try to make the next one of these games happen, and it seems to be all chasing after the Fortnite money that everyone wants. And I think there's just this dawning realization that if it's gonna happen, like, it almost needs to be a small team of people. Like, you need to go back to, you know, the PUBG model of here is a small thing that somehow got huge. And I think that's what Highguard, I'm getting my studios with layoffs confused, but I think that's what they're going for. I just think they maybe went a little too big. And so we'll see what happens with Highguard as it continues. Usually when a studio lays off that many people, it certainly feels like a death knell. So I imagine it is not long for this world. But I think maybe the larger point here is, I think it just generally sucks and is like a, it makes video games continue to look like a childish medium when there is so much weird just brigading and awful toxic nonsense that comes out when you see a trailer you don't like. And I think that this is just a pervasive thing in the world right now, and I think there's like much larger reasons for that. Just gestures wildly at the world and the state of world politics right now. But I think it makes, you know, video games look especially bad because, you know, video game players tend to be quite online, and we're getting into vast generalizations here, but the media about enjoying video games kind of falls into a couple of different camps. There is the much smaller segment of people who just want to talk about the games they like emphatically and enthusiastically, people who are trying to raise the medium up, trying to like highlight indies or exciting things in mainstream games. And then you have the people who just like to play games and don't really engage in that media at all. And then you have kind of the remnants of, dare I say it, Gamergate, or the people who grew up watching that happen, which is, you know, it's almost 10 years ago now. Like, we, there are people who grew up on the internet watching Gamergate happen when they were 10 years old, and now they can legally drink in the United States. And I think that the part where media about games has revolved so much around reaction and, you know, experiencing stuff and then having to have a piss take about it has like warped like warped the brain a little bit, and it has made the way that we engage with this media be either enthusiastic or antagonistic. And I think that that's the part where Highgarde kind of falls down for me, or where the problem with Highgarde is that game seems fine. It didn't really like do anything for me when I saw the reveal. When I heard people talking about it, it sounded cool. I think that there's like a larger marketing problem around most games these days. Like, I did not know it was free to play for the longest time. That seems like a problem of your free to play game. But that game was the laughingstock of a particular part of the internet, of the gaming internet, simply because it was in Jeff Keighley's show and looked the way that it did, and they didn't get to tell their whole story, which is a marketing problem, sure. It's also a little bit of a Jeff problem for kind of upending their whole entire thing. This huge hype moment of coming out with the next top secret game by a bunch of ex-Apex devs, you know, we kind of lost it because of Jeff Keighley wanting to put it in a show, which I think there's some stuff to dig into there. But I think the part that is like ultimately not doomed, but has like set the tone on Highgarde, is that very militantly angry, negative part of the gaming public that sees a new thing that is taking a bunch of other things they like and mixing it up, and they find one thing they don't like about it, and instead of just saying, well, I don't like that, that's fine, I'll go back to doing whatever I was doing, they have to be incredibly loud about it on the internet. And I think that is just a part, an unfortunate part, of gaming culture these days. Those people just thrive because the algorithms and the mechanisms by which you can make money on the internet, like that's what YouTube, like that is a very large part of what YouTube is, that is a very large part of what TikTok and what Twitch is. Like quick reactions and explosive emotions, whether positive or negative, are the things that get the likes and get the interaction. And so it kind of feels like Highgarde died because gamers suck. And once you can like 1 to 2 to 3 that and realize that, you know, there are tens, probably close to 100 people in like working on Highgarde, working on, we didn't even talk about this, the Long Dark dev has laid off some people because their project is taking too long, the Long Dark 2, the dev behind GTFO, the 4-person spooky extraction game, they're laying off people this week. Like, there are 3 layoffs of indie level games, and I think a lot of that, maybe less so Long Dark, but a lot of that is like GTFO and Highgarde, is because those games did not take off the way that they needed to economically make sense. And I think at least part of that reason is toxic shitty gamers who need to be loud on the internet and then are influencing people negatively to not buy them. And I think that that's a larger, like, toxic part of the internet that we should be a little bit more introspective on. Because I'm not in music or movie spaces, but from an outsider looking in, I do not have a prevailing sentiment that those are incredibly toxic spaces that put down the rest of that media. It's mostly people in entrenched camps, and then that's kind of it. And in games, it's kind of not that way. So I don't know. I think that there's a lot of problems with the Highgarde situation. But the way that I fall down on it is something that I've been thinking about a lot with just media in general, is that I think that gamers are too quick to put down like very large aspects of the medium they enjoy simply because it doesn't look the way they want it to, or doesn't play the way they want it to. It doesn't sound like they want it to. It, you know, doesn't have the themes that they want it to, instead of engaging with it as, you know, either not engaging at all, like, hey, maybe Highgarde isn't for you, how about you just shut up and go away, or let me talk about why Highgarde didn't work for me from, like, an artistic or from a, you know, mechanical perspective, instead of I saw a trailer at the end of the big commercial and it makes me feel a certain way, so I need to tell everyone on the internet about it. So yeah, shame about Highguard. I hope those devs find work somewhere. It's harder and harder to get these days, but I hope they land on their feet, or at least are able to find something. Highguard looks cool. It like looks highly polished and beautiful, so hopefully they can at least get some work off of the work that they've done. You know, at least it launched, I guess. It can go in portfolios and they can talk about it, but fuck, that sucks. Well, happy Friday. Here we are. Let's go knock the rest of this week out of the park. I'm going to go ride on this train. I'm going to go play some more Dishonored or maybe some Prey, because also I can't be bothered to play a game that came out in the past 10 years. So here we are. All right. Have a good rest of your day, and thanks for listening to Point to Point today. We'll see you next time. Bye.